Okay, so tonight's Chof of Adar, as we had in the past, we very much dedicate Chof of Adar to the Rebbe Ramelech, Rebbe Elimelech, so we're going to lead over Talmud of the Magad of Mizrach, just to have the Sefer Noam Melech is a very, very chashuv thing. There are those who say that just having the Sefer Noam Melech in one's house is a very, very, very special thing. There are those who even have the skula to put a Sefer Noam Melech when someone's giving birth, to be able to put her under the mashper. It's a very, very special thing. So as we go enter into Chof Aleph Adar, we ask the tzaddik to be melech tzilshut to the Ribono Shel Olam by spreading out his Torah, spreading out his teachings. As I think I heard of Weinberger once say that the Rebbe Melech didn't even want his teachings to be written down. But at the end of the day, now that we have them, now we have to spread them out. A learning should be Lili Nishmas Reiz Neshama, and for Baruch Tzibur Rivka Basa Besoch Shachal Yisrael Fur Shleima. So we're going to start off with the Torah that we said last year, but I think it's very apropos. The parsha says the last week's parsha kisisa ha'ashi lo yarba v'adal lo yomit. Right, talking about the machzor of shekel, that the rich person shouldn't give more than a half a shekel, and the poor person shouldn't give less. Says the Rebbe Ramelech, no, ha'ashir, when your things are going well in your avodas Hashem, things are going well in your life, lo yarba. Don't get so arrogant. Don't get so gaivadig. Don't get so think so great things about yourself, because that's when the yitzhar gets you. V'hadal, when things are going low in your life, lo yami. Don't put yourself down. You have to give yourself chizik. Pick yourself up. So the ma'aseh, don't get too high. Don't get too low. To live a balanced life, have a very healthy life. But when things are going well, don't get too cocky. Don't get too arrogant. But when things are going not so well in your avodas Hashem, not so well in your parnasa, lo yami. Don't get down on yourself. Which really, I think, believe is that it connects to a vort from Rabbi Eliezer Geldzahler. If you look in the we said this last week, but it bears repeating again. Rabbi Eliezer Geldzahler, Rish Yeshiva of Or Yisrael. He says, if you look at really the parshas of Truma Tetzava is the same thing as Vayaka Pekude. However, what's the difference between Truma Tetzava and Vayaka Pekude? There's a kisisa. There's a kisisa in the middle. There's an egel hazav. The avoda of Vayaka Pekude is to realize that even after a kisisa, even after an egel hazav, and even after an avodazar, a person's idol worship in their life, they're a Vayaka Pekude. They can build up and pick up the Mishkan again, and pick up themselves again. Shemitah Tzav, the Mishkan is beautiful, but what happened? Got torn down by the Eagle Zov. We build it back up even after the Eagle Zov with Vayaka Pekude, which is the really lesson. The Rebbe Melch said, when you mess up, don't get so hard on yourself. Continue going forward. Continue going strong. The second idea I'd like to say, Parshas Bamidbar, the Rebbe Melch writes, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Bamidbar Sinai Ba'ol Lemoed Lemor. So he says, we know at the end of the day, able to learn Torah, a person has to have a Nova. A person has to have Hana, as we know, the Gemara tells us in Tainus, just the way the water goes down in a stream, Torah goes down to those who make themselves low. But he says at the end of the day, make sure that your humility doesn't lead to atzus. Shelo yis atzim machmas gadol hachna yipol ba'atzus. Make sure if you have humility, it doesn't lead to sadness. Zehu minias gedoyla me'eros bar yisbarach. He says that it's a great prevention from one's avodas Hashem. So why dafka does it say in the pasuk, that when you're in the midbar Sinai, when you're acting as this midbar Sinai, when you're acting as yourself, as the Har Sinai, as humble, make sure you do it ba'ol moed. Make sure it leads to simcha. True anava, true humility leads to happiness. If your humility leads to sadness, it's hefker, it's avodah zarah, it's atzvus, it's a malik, it's not real anava. Real anava leads to true simcha, and that's the vort. Idaba shamosh bin bar sinai, code word for humility, anava, but o amoid, but it's gotta be dafka with simcha. Which leads me right, which connects us to Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi says, I'm picking up Moshe kibul Torah mi Sinai. Moshe accepted the Torah mi Sinai. What does it mean? No, Moshe kibul Torah so my Hashem. What does it mean that he accepted the Torah from Sinai? Moshe anav mikol Adam. Moshe was the most humble person of all people in the world. Where do you learn this midah of anav from? You learn the daka from who? You learn it from Har Sinai. Moshe anav mikol Adam. That's what it says. Moshe kibul Torah mi Sinai. But dafka the anava says the Ramelech has to lead towards simcha. If it doesn't lead towards simcha, that's not real anava. Real humility leads towards happiness. Now to be able to connect it to a little bit for Inyan Diyom, Parshas Chukas, Parshas Parah. So you know Chazal tell us that the Parah has the power to metara the tameim and metame the tahirim. Right? As the Parah, the red cow, the red heifer, the restaurant used to be on, I believe, King George in there, Tisro in Yerushalayim. Now it's, I think, a parking lot or a building or something. So the Parah The red cow has the power to purify those who are impure. It also has the power to impure those who are pure. So says the Ramelech on a little more of a hashkafic level, that it's tzaddik who feels like they're... What does this mean? That the parah is the tzaddik. Tzaddik is the parah is a Jew. What does it mean? It's matar the tamim. The people that view themselves as their tameh, that has the power to... What does it mean to tameh? That you're not... That you're chaser. That you always want to have more. That you always want... You're thirsty. You want more. But if what does it mean a matame tohirim? Someone who thinks that he's completely Torah, he doesn't have to work in Avos Hashem, then it's matame. Because at the end of the day, it's tzaddik always has to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu, like he hasn't done anything yet. Says Rabbi Melchav, tzaddik oved Hashem emes, someone who serves Kadosh Baruch Hu beemes, shekol ma'asav avodos tov Hashem esbach mendam al kol benafsho she'ino osa klum. He looks as if he didn't do anything yet. Motiv atzmas tom lechason shmechasa avodos tov loas lekitukon. He views as if he didn't do anything yet. So what does this mean? That it's the parim is matar the tameim. It's metara, those who think that they're tameh means that they're chaser. That the paradum is a lesson that someone who thinks that they're lacking, they're always growing, that is pure. That is so tar. But metameh toharim, someone who says he's completely tar, he doesn't have to work anymore, that's tameh. A person's in this world dafka to be able to continue on going forward, always working hard, and their avodas Hashem. Which very much connects to a Torah we said earlier in the week from the avodas Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael of Kuznets. Right, the pasuk says, "V'yuchel lecha paraduma tamim asher ein balmum." Says the Avos Yisrael, when you look like you're ein balmum, you have no blemishes. Asher lo aleh ol. That means you have no kabbalah sobech shemaim. So what should he do? Nusatim also al Ezra Akoyin. You have to bring him to the gadol door. Bring him to the Rebbe. And then what's going to happen once he's by the Rebbe? V'hutzi oisa al mechutz machne. You'll see how much further you have to go. Asher, right? You think like you're tamim asher ein balmum, you have nothing. Asher lo aleh. I mean, you have no kabbalah sobech shemaim. What do you do? Bring him to the tzadik gadol, tzadik gador. V'hutzi oisa al mechutz machne. Then you'll see how far actually you are. A Jew's life always can be continued going forward, going strong, always trying to be growing toward the bonus. And finally, the fourth idea, we're going to say one more, we're going to say try to make it five. The pasuk says, "V'nei Yisrael chu b'Hashem b'soch hayom," and then "Hayom b'soch yabasha." This is of what we've said in the past, but it's so gorgeous, we have to say it again. What does this mean? That Klai Yisrael saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, daf b'yam b'b'asha, b'nei Yisrael chu b'yabasha b'soch hayom. Yabasha b'soch hayom. And then b'yabasha b'soch hayom, yayom b'soch yabasha. So he says at the end of the day, there are two times in life. This is not found in Parshas B'Shach. This is found in the Kutish Shoshah Shama, at the end of the Sefer Nomai Malach. And the Rebbe Malach writes, there are times in their life where a person sees their Bonosham clearly. Making a Purim, a Shabbos, an Elah, a Bris, a Davening. That is Kriyas Yamsuf. But then there's a time, and it's Yabasha. Things are dry, things are hard, things are dark, things are challenging. Says Rebbe Ramelech, the vote of a Jew is kasher ra'o b'nei Yisrael b'soch hayom k'shem l'shehochem ha'yabasha. A Jew has to realize that even when they're going through the Yabasha times, they have to remember that even the Yabasha times are also nisim. It's like the Ramban says that everything, even teva is nis. That even when they're going through the Yabasha times, the hard times, they have to remember that it's all for the best. Rachmana tov la'tav la'avut. Everything comes to the toivah. And how do you do that? You remember by remembering the Kriyas Yamsuf to Kesai. So what does it mean? B'nei Yisrael chol b'sha b'soch hayom. B'nei Yisrael and then the opposite, Hayam Besoch Yabasha, that they have to go, they have to help each other. That the inspiring times have to help the non-inspiring times, and the non-inspiring times have to feed off the inspiring times. And that is a Jew's life. Be able to take the ore from the Choshech, and even when the Choshech is there, be able to use the ore in the Choshech, and Davka, when you're going through the ore, to remember to be able to bring it in as a Kli, to bring it into your life. And finally, the fifth and final idea, the story I once heard from the Turkarov, not sure who said what, but it's about Rabbi Ramelech and Rabbi Zusha. Rabbi Ramelech and Rabbi Zusha were thrown into jail. And it was time to daven mincha. What happened was that there was a bucket of excrement. Unfortunately, they weren't able to daven. So what happened was, I believe it was Rabbi Zusha who was very upset. Rabbi Zusha was so upset that he wasn't able to daven. I think it was Rabbi Zusha. And his brother, Rabbi Ramelech, says, Rabbi Zusha, the same Rabbono Shem wants us to daven mincha every single day of our lives, right now, is telling us not to daven mincha, as we know it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to daven when it smells. So Rabbi Zusha realized that by him not davening, he's also serving the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He gets such a siris, he gets such an awakening, such an inspiration. He started dancing with his brother, Rabbi Ramelech, and picked up the bucket, and literally started having a tantz in the jail. What happened was the guard outside saw, and he said, these Jews are happy, what's going on? So the guy in the corner said, it has something to do with that bucket. I'm not sure something to do with that bucket. So the guard said, oh, the bucket's making them so happy, I'll take the bucket out. So what happened? They took the bucket out, they waited a couple seconds for the smell to leave, and then they started the daven mincha. But I think, believe the message was, the Rebbe Melech saying, we have to find the Rebbeinu Shem in everything we do in our life. Sometimes finding the Rebbeinu Shem is even by not by doing something that we're not used to. That we're used to davening in a certain minyan, and now the Rebbeinu Shem wants us to daven in a certain minyan because we have to get home to our wives, we have to get home to the families, or sometimes we have to be able to make certain halachic things that we have to, that we're not so comfortable with. But if it's for the family, or if it's for things we have to be flexible about, we have to make sure that's also serving the Rebbeinu Shem. Be able to make sure to be flexible, obviously not compromising halacha one bit. Be able to have that expansion of hachavachas adas that the Rebbe Melech had. And even in a time when he said, Reb Zusha, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to daven, right now he's telling us not to daven. So we talked about five ideas. One, started just the chazer. Even when things are going well, ha'ashe lo yabra, adal lo yamir, ha'ashe lo yabra, don't get too haughty. But when adal lo yamir, don't think so great. Don't put yourself down. You pick yourself back up. Even after a kisisa ve'akal pakude, pick yourself back up, like Rav Lezer said. The Nama Melch said, what's true anova? True anova is vayidab ha'moshe, it's called mimirasina, but olamoid. Olamoid is a lotion of simcha. Anova leads to simcha. The Nama Melch tells us in Parshas Chukas, and how could it be that the par is metame, the tahar, and metara, the tame? Because someone who thinks that he's fully tahar, then it's metame. You don't feel like you're chaser. But how could it be that's metara, the tame? The tame is someone who says that I'm not chaser, I'm missing, I still want to grow, then the par aduma is metara. It's all about your mindset. That the Kushner Tzermagid said by the par aduma, if you look like you're nothing, and you have to bring him to Elazar Kohen, and you realize that he's really Gautil Salam Mechuz Machan, that he still has a lot of work to do. They say, Lukuti Shoshana, Vene Sochabe Shabbos Sochayam, Dafko, to be able to, how do you go through the Abasha, Dafko through the Yam times, to be able to remember the inspiring times that will help you get through the darkness. In the fifth and final idea, we said the story, beautiful story, Rabbi Melech Rav Zusha, Rabbi Melech said to Rav Zusha, the same Rabbi Shem wants to daven Mincha right now, telling us not to daven right now. Be able to always find the Rabbi Shem's will, always picking ourselves up, not too haughty, but not too down on ourselves. Always having the tremendous level of humility, but humility leads to simcha, but humility leads to atzvos, to sadness, is not true humility. Be able to make sure we're always trying to grow, be able to make sure to be able to take those inspiring times, even to the hard times, to always to find the Rabbi Shem's will in our Avodah Hashem. Hashem should bless us. Tzaddik should be made to Yosher for us and for Rav Chai. So we should be Zochem et Hashem to see the Tzaddik soon, be able to bring, to eat from the Pesachim, the Zvachim, Yishlam Yer Kodesh, Bezer Hashem, Yishlech.